Huge crowd. How are we doing, guys? I can just go like this. Yeah, why don't you just sit down? Fireside chat.
Their plan against Cordero last week, is that sort of a win-win for you?
It's a huge win for us. Oh, absolutely. We had great field position all night. I mean, the worst field position we had after a kickoff return was the 25. And the best was the 46, and that was the biggest play. To me, that was one of the big plays of the game. They had cut it to, I think, 27-22, and they blooped it, and Chase Ford came up on it, and we blocked it up as best as we could and got out to the 46-yard line, and then we went down to score a touchdown. That was a huge play.
Is that just the kind of the other thing that's beneficial about his returns? Even if he does return it, you're kicking, you're going to get good field position?
Absolutely. He's a big threat.
I assume you saw Tucker's kick the other night. What would you, with Blair, if you went to Leslie, you're in like perfect conditions inside, what would you say you need to get to?
I've seen him hit 61, 62-yarders in here before. Oh, sure. He's got plenty of leg to do that. Plenty of leg.
Your new punt returner?
You know, he's got a lot on his plate right now. I think it's hard for a young guy to be as much offense as he's involved in now, kickoff return and a punt returner. You know, if it became at the end of the game, maybe one of those situations where, you know, if he's been pretty healthy all day, you know, he got banged up a little bit the other day, so I wasn't even going to put that play in with him back there with Marcus. But, you know, he did a nice job coming up and fair catching it.
What's the thinking behind that, having him back there?
He's a threat with the ball in his hands. If they, you know, if they try to kick it away from him, it'll go to Marcus, and hopefully it was a line drive punt. If he's back there and they bomb one to him, Marcus will block for him, and then we'll go.
Like, when would you want to do that again?
I can't tell you that. It's a top secret. No, it's by game plan. It's by the opponent. And, you know, this week it'll be different because of the weather. You know, it'll be rainy, a little bit windy, and at least it'll be warm. That'll be good.
What, their special teams, what do you see from them?
Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Outstanding. They cover well. They kick well. They're coached well. Coach Simmons has been there since Coach Lewis got there back in 2003, I think, is when they first got there. Every year they get better and better. He's just he does a really good job with them. They play hard. I told our guys today, if we don't play like we should play, then they'll embarrass us. So we got to go out and play. We got to bring our A game.
Has Prater been good for you on special teams? I know he had the one tackle. Was it Green Bay?
Yep.
Late.
Yep. He did a nice job as a gunner. Well, he's played a lot of defense last week, so we couldn't use him as much. But you know, he can be a very good special teams player. I haven't seen that yet enough of him because he hasn't been here long enough, to be quite honest. And you know, lately he's been starting, so it kind of limits his opportunities as a special teams player. Is that it?
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it.